Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the last program, I revealed that God gave one covenant to Abraham, then repeated it to Isaac, then repeated it to Jacob, then split the one covenant into two covenants, later known as the Old Covenant, which was given to the nation of Israel, and the New Covenant, which was given to the church. Again, let me repeat that. God gave one covenant to Abraham, repeated it to Isaac, repeated it to Jacob, then split the one covenant into two covenants, which later became known as the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. But let me ask you a question. Why did God make two covenants? The answer is God made two covenants because he wants to teach us two very different lessons. And what are those lessons, you ask? Well, the lesson of the Old Covenant is that we can have every physical blessing imaginable, and we can even have God with us, but we will still fail at what God wants us to do. The lesson of the New Covenant is that we might not have any physical blessings, but as long as we have the spiritual blessing of God in us, we will succeed in everything God has for us. So again, the Old Covenant lesson is that we might have every physical blessing imaginable, and we can even have God with us, but we will still fail at what God wants us to do. The lesson of the New Covenant is that we might not have any physical blessings, but as long as we have the spiritual blessing of God in us, we will succeed in everything God has for us to do. Now, for proof that God gave one covenant to Abraham that has two parts, physical blessings and spiritual blessings, let's turn to Genesis chapter 12 and let's read verses 1 through 7. That's Genesis 12, verses 1 through 7. And again, what we're going to be showing is that God gave one covenant to Abraham that has two parts, physical blessings and spiritual blessings. So this is in Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 7. And it reads, "The Lord said to Abram, 'Get out of your country, away from your family, into a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you. To your seed will I give this land of Canaan. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed.'" Now, it might be hard for you to detect which ones are the physical blessings and which ones are the spiritual blessings, but I'm going to prove to you that there are indeed those two parts. The physical blessings are a great nation and a land. So when God said, "I'm going to make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you, and curse them that curse you." That's what he's talking about, them being a great nation. Then also there's the promise of the land. And that's where it says, "To your seed will I give this land of Canaan." But the spiritual blessings are wrapped up in this phrase, "And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." Please remember that all-important phrase, "And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." Now, how do I know that the phrase, "In you, all families of the earth will be blessed," refers to spiritual blessings? Well, you don't have to believe me. Believe your Bible. So let's turn to some more scriptures to prove this. The first one we want to turn to is Acts chapter 3. And we'll read verses 20 through 26. That's the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 20 through 26. Here, God says, "God shall send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For truly, Moses said to the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up to you of your brethren like me. And who is this prophet that Moses was speaking about? Excuse me. It says, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up to you of your brethren like me. Him shall you hear in all things he says to you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. All the prophets since Samuel have likewise foretold of these days. Now here it comes. Please listen up. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, in your seed shall all the kindreds, which is nations, shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. God raised up his son Jesus and sent him to you first to bless you by turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Did you catch that? It says, the covenant that God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. And then he goes on to further explain, God raised up his son Jesus and sent him to you first to bless you by turning away every one of you from his iniquities. And now let's turn over to Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 1, and we'll read verses 69 through 77. And I will abbreviate some of this here, but for the sake of time. And this is Luke chapter 1, verses 69 through 77. And here it says, God has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all those that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham. And what is this oath that he swore to our father Abraham? Let's continue. It says, that he would grant to us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. All nations of the earth are blessed because they have forgiveness of sins through the promised seed, which is Jesus Christ. Now let's turn over to Galatians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 8, and it becomes very, very clear here that the phrase, in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, refers to spiritual blessings. In Galatians, the third chapter, verses 1 through 8, it reads, O foolish Galatians, who has tricked you that you should not obey the truth, seeing that Jesus Christ has clearly been proclaimed as crucified? This only would I learn of you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or did you receive the Spirit by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know you therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel to Abraham, saying, in your seed shall all nations be blessed. Did you catch that? Here is irrefutable proof that the term, in your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, refers to the good news of what God is doing through Jesus Christ. In your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed is the gospel. Now let's continue, still in Galatians, the third chapter, but now verses 9 through 16. This is Galatians, the third chapter, verses 9 through 16. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. It is evident that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. The just shall live by faith. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, Why? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. How? Through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. But he does not say seeds as in plural. It's singular. To your seed. And who is that seed? That seed is Christ. So again, in all of these scriptures we saw that the phrase, "In your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed," refers to spiritual promises. And those spiritual promises have to do with receiving the remission of sins, the knowledge of salvation, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And how do they come? They all come through Jesus Christ, the seed of Abraham. So again, spiritual promises. What are those spiritual promises? It says again in Luke 1, verses 69 through 77, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. In Galatians 3, verses 1 through 8, it said, to justify the heathen through faith. And then in Galatians 3, verses 9 through 16, it says that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And this is through the seed of Abraham, not plural, but one seed, and that seed, which is Christ. So again, whenever you hear the phrase, "In your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed," you know that that phrase refers to the spiritual blessings. And these spiritual blessings were given to the church. You never hear the phrase, "In your seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed," as it refers to the physical nation of Israel. Why? Because the spiritual blessings were never given to the nation of Israel. The spiritual blessings are wrapped up in the new covenant, and the new covenant was given to the church. The physical blessings that we covered in earlier programs were wrapped up in the old covenant, and the old covenant was given to the nation of Israel. So again, there was one covenant given to Abraham that had two parts, the physical blessings and the spiritual blessings. The physical blessings were incorporated into the old covenant, which was given to the nation of Israel. The spiritual blessings were incorporated into the new covenant, which was given to the church. The physical blessings had to do with Abraham having many, many children, and those children being formed into a great nation. It included that great nation having a promised land, the land of Canaan. It included that nation even having God with them. God dwelt with them in the tabernacle and then later in the temple. But what happened? Israel still failed in what God intended for them to do. Why? Because they did not have God in them. And that is the purpose of the new covenant, to have God in us. And we can have God in us through the Holy Spirit. My friends, thank you again for joining me in this program. In the next program, we're going to compare more of the promises between the old covenant and the new covenant. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.